The opinions expressed on this edition of the Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of Daryl Sewing of Pensacola.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I am speaking this morning with James McKnight of Daryl Sewing. Good morning, James.
Even on a cloudy day, that music still brings a smile and makes you want to do a little dance. I love it.
It really does. It's so good. I'm so happy that we are on the same wavelength with our intro Monday morning music here. And how are you? It's nice to see you.
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired from the weekend, but that's what Mondays are for.
Hey, that's right. That's exactly right. And now we get to just talk about one of both of our shared passions and your profession. James, I want to remind everyone listening that you are a technician. You do customer service, warranties. You can answer all kinds of different questions that people may have about their sewing machines. You know, if you have been waiting for a technician to speak with, now is a great time. Or just in general, if you have questions about Daryl Sewing, the business here locally for over 50 years, you can give us a call or send us a text, 850-437-1620, and we'd be happy to get to your question here on air.
And that's one of my favorite things to do. Other than fixing machines, I love talking and sharing my knowledge about how sewing machines work, because I feel like even if you don't work on it yourself, understanding how your sewing machine works gives you a better appreciation for the complex engineering behind even a basic sewing machine.
And that's something, you know, I'm glad you mentioned this. We were talking just a little bit during the break about how, you know, sometimes you push the pedal or you push the button or whatever it is, and it just works. And you don't really understand why. And some people would say, what'd you say? Black magic.
Yes.
or you know, whatever, you know, divine intervention. But there is actually quite a mechanical process going on there behind or under the footer.
Even the simple action of creating the stitch itself, there's four or five different steps that are involved in actually creating and making that stitch that holds the fabric together and keeps your shirt from falling off in the slight breeze.
Which is something that if you've ever sewn something by hand or even stitched it up, I know the appreciation for a sewing machine is just, I think maybe even more so than washing your dishes by hand and then you appreciate the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. I think even more so than that. So what can you tell us about the breakdown of that creating and making the stitches and how it works?
So the most common knowledge that people have is they understand that to have a stitch, they have to have upper thread and under thread, or what is most commonly called bobbin thread. So when your needle comes down, it brings the thread down, but it's not until the needle starts coming back up that it actually creates a small loop for the top thread to be picked up by your hook. So then your hook takes that top thread and whips it around the bobbin case and whips it back towards the needle. But in that process, when it whips around the bobbin case, it's going to loop and actually hold on to the bobbin thread, and that is how your stitch is actually formed. And in that process, at the same time when that loop is being formed around and whipping around your bobbin case, your feed dogs have pulled your fabric forward. If it's like a millimeter or two or almost a half inch, it moves that fabric forward a little bit so that the stitch is formed, the needle is up above the fabric, ready to make the next stitch.
Okay, so there's a lot of components going on there. I'm glad you said that about the lower thread being the bobbin thread.
Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine with that many moving parts and pieces, there's probably also some room for things to go awry.
Oh, there's a lot of things to go wrong just in that small little step. If your needle is actually too small, yes, it's possible your needle can actually be too small for your thread. The thread is not actually being allowed to go through the eye of the needle if it's too small of a needle and too big of a thread, and you won't get that loop, so your hook will never pick up that loop, and it won't be stitched around, and you won't get your stitch. It's also possible if the needle and hook are too far away from each other. Think of it as more of a relay race. The needle is the baton is the upper thread, and at a certain point, it's going to bring it down and then pull back. If the hook is not soon enough, or if it's too late, or if it's too soon, it's going to whiff, miss the loop, and not create your stitch. Another issue that can happen is and this is sort of important for any sewing machine, if the bobbin case and the bobbin and the hook are not 100% smooth, if it has even a small tiny little burr, that burr can grab onto the thread and can either cause too much tension, in other words, too much top thread being pulled to the bottom, or can cut the thread or just make it harder for that loop to be formed and picked up by the hook.
So this is all based on totally controllable elements, right? You were talking about if the needle's the wrong size, mm-hmm. And so what would you recommend if people continue maybe having like a repeat issue? Is that, what's the first thing you always ask?
So the first thing we talk about, the thing that gives people the most frustration is TNT. And no, we're not talking about mining. We're talking about thread, needle, and tension. That's what TNT stands for. Thread can be affected by time. So older threads, lower quality threads. We try to steer clear of all-purpose or dual duty because they're not always held to a consistent standard, other like threads that are weighted. Mm-hmm. Weighted thread is actually held to a consistent standard. That's how they can say that this is 50 weight, or for some of our jewelry makers, they may understand this, where it's a certain gauge or thickness. So as thread gets thicker, the number, weight, or gauge gets smaller, but in inverse, if the thread gets thinner, the number gets higher. But 50 weight is your average everyday sewing thread that we normally suggest for about a good majority of your sewing projects. So that's another controllable element that you can diagnose and say, my thread, I can see little bulges, or there's a lot of lint, or it's fraying a lot. This thread may be either a little old or maybe a little bit poor quality, and that may be causing my issues.
Gotcha. So really just going back to the very basic tool that you're working with, right tool for the right job.
Exactly. And also, when it comes to thread, we encourage our customers, that's actually not something you want to be frugal with. You don't want to try to recycle your grandmother's old thread that she's had for 50 plus years, because thread is still a mostly organic material, and it can succumb to, at the very base, age, the up and down heat and moisture levels in Florida especially. If it's not in an AC-controlled environment, or if it's even exposed to direct sunlight, it can vastly deteriorate the thread as well.
So there's lots of considerations, and like you said, I'm sure there are places to be frugal or to save a few dollars, and this is not the place to try to do that.
No, it is not. And another thing that can easily be diagnosed at home before you have to run up to Daryl's and spend gas and time of your own to try to get the problem fixed is needles can actually, even though they're metal, they can actually get minor deflections and sort of, in a way, bend. If the needle bends too far out of the way, it can either create a loop that's either too narrow or too far away for the hook to be able to pick it up. Sort of like if you bend your arm too far back, it's going to be, if you're trying to hand someone and you have it up over your head, you're not going to be able to pick it up quite easily.
Gotcha. So the shape of the needle itself. And we're talking, in this case, we're talking about the needles in your machine.
Yes.
Not like what you're just, stitching up a button or something like that.
Right. That would be the needle on your sewing machine. So if you notice you're getting erratic skipping stitches where it's like one giant stitch, it should actually be like three or four smaller stitches. Or if you don't get the needle picking up the thread at all, or, and here's another clue to let you know that your needle needs to be changed, you're hearing like a distinctive pop, 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 pop noises. That's because the tip of your needle has either gotten a burr or is broken off. I've seen that in some cases. And it's like cutting and puncturing the fabric instead of, pushing through or weaving through the fabric. So that's a good indication that, hey, time to change our needle.
Gotcha. And is that, I imagine that's something that you would have to change out. Is it project by project? Like, well, I'm a knitter, so every project is a different set of needles coming along with it.
So for your knit fabrics, you want to use a ballpoint needle. You want to be able to weave with the fabric, not puncture the fabric. And then with knit fabrics, it's a little bit more difficult to tell sometimes if your needle needs to be changed, but sometimes, more often than not, changing your needle might be able to help you with that.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, if something easy, you could try at home first before you have to hop in the car. Hopefully not going to mess anything up too badly.
Exactly. And it's easier. I always tell my customers it's easier to throw away 30 cents than it is to throw $100 at a problem.
Oh, very true. That's such a great point. I want to remind everyone that you're listening to Daryl's Sewing with James McKnight here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have a question about your sewing machine, James is not only excellent customer service and support there at the shop, but also a technician. And so if you have a question or you've encountered an issue or you're hearing a weird pop, pop, pop noise, let us know and maybe James can clear it up for you. You can call or text 437-1620.
And I do like to let our customers know we're more than happy to help troubleshoot you over the phone. But unfortunately, when it comes to actual diagnosis, I will say this a lot. It's easier for me to see the problem than it is to try to hear the problem, because even though our telephones have made us a lot more connected as a society, it's still not a great sound tool to be able to diagnose. My machine is making a weird noise. Can you hear it? I'm going to tell you, I probably am not going to be able to hear it that well.
Yeah, not the same as being there in person.
And it's, even though we have telemedicine nowadays, I'm still going to be like, it's kind of hard to diagnose a fracture over the phone.
Oh, sure. Oh, I like that. That's a great way to put it. That just raised a question for me, James. Does Daryl's Sewing, do you guys do house calls?
No, especially with COVID now, we do not make house calls. We do not want to put you at risk, because we come into contact with a lot of customers. We do not want to put you at risk, and we don't want to put ourselves or our family at risk, because I do actually have a girlfriend who is immune compromised, so I do try to minimize my risk. So that's why even at Daryl's of Pensacola, we ask that you do wear a mask, we wash our hands, and we sanitize our hands often. And what I do is I try to routinely clean off my work area to make sure that every machine is in the cleanest possible environment, so that the risk of you getting the corona is as low as possible. So we try to provide a safe working environment and a safe shopping environment for ourselves and for our customers.
I think that makes great sense and good to know. So if you are having an issue and have a chance to come and you feel safe doing that, this is a very safe place to come.
And also, if that still does not make you 100% comfortable to drop your machine off in the store, not a problem. You just come into the parking lot, you give myself or Pat a call, and we will put on gloves in our face masks. We'll come out to the car, fill out the paperwork, and if you have your own pen, you can fill out the paperwork in the safety and comfort of your car with very little to no contact.
And you're just right down the road here on Davis Highway, right? What's your address there, James?
It is 6705 North Davis Highway. We're in our own standalone building. If it might help some of our other customers who have been here a while, that store actually used to be a boot store, mattress store, a thrift store. It used to be like four or five different stores. If you know what I'm talking about, that's where we're at.
That's the one. Very good. And so we were talking a little bit about TNT and wanted to make sure we got to that last. Well, before we leave needles, did you have any other thoughts you wanted to share on needles?
Yes. Before we talk about some of the great specials we have going on, we want to talk about the last T, which is tension, which can give us our own tension headaches.
I believe it.
So one of the things that's commonly missed for the tension problem is either we have our presser foot down, which closes the tension disc so they won't accept thread, or if we get in a rush and kind of get a little too in the motion and we accidentally miss the take-up lever of our sewing machines, that can also cause tension issues. And a little hint to give to our customers who are coming into tension issues, it's almost always the opposite of what you actually think it is. So if you're getting tension problems on the bobbin, on the bottom of your fabric, most likely it's actually your top. And then vice versa. Because if you think you have a problem on the bottom, you think it's the bottom area. No, if you're getting excess loose on the bottom, it could be that either that it's not in the tension or take a lever, or we have too little tension on top, and then it's vice versa if it's the bottom.
And are there easy things that people can do at home to help fix that, or is that something that sometimes a professional needs to take a look?
The first things we ask our customers to try before you spend your gas and your time to come over to us for a simple fix, it's try different threads or some new thread, change your needle, and rethread your sewing machine, both the top from the spool to the needle, and also rethread your bobbin case, because 9 times out of 10, that might fix your issue. If you already tried that and you gave it your college level try, then you're more than welcome to come to us, and then we'd be more than happy to see if it truly is either just a simple operational error or if it really, the machine does need some corrective measures.
Gotcha. So there are some things you can try at home. We have a question. I think I know the answer to this, but I want to make sure.
Let's see if you've been paying attention.
So here, this is an easy one. This is from actually one of our best listeners on the Garden Line. Her name is Catherine, and
ooh,
she asks,
hi, Catherine.
Do you sharpen scissors?
Yes, I do, but there's a little asterisk to that. I don't do really small snippers, and the scissor has to be able to open to almost 90 degrees for me to be able to sharpen if I can't take it apart. So, and I also cannot do scissors that have a serrated edge because they were sharpened with a special tool, which I don't have, and that can easily throw off the balance of the blade.
Okay, so most the fabric shears that are the straight edge.
I can do.
That can open wide enough, you said at least 90?
Yeah, but if it can make an L or close to an L, I'd most likely be able to sharpen it. Oh, and also, I do pinking shears, because that's the other big question I got. So I'll do those as well. And in most cases, those can easily be sharpened. And if you bring them Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, we can do them on the spot.
Wow. Okay, so I would not have thought pinking shears, and I understand that's different than serrated, but I would have thought pinking shears are just a larger version of serrated, but there's a special tool for that?
No, I just got to set my my buffer wheel to a higher angle, almost straight on, and in most cases, I'm able to sharpen that. Ooh, and also, since we're on scissor sharpening, to all my customers who I answered the question to, if you come to the store and say, hey, I heard James on 92.3 or I heard James on 1620, I will sharpen a pair of scissors for you for free.
Oh, hey, Catherine, I hope you caught that. So you can, yes, get your scissors sharpened. And if you mention, the news radio 92.3 or AM 1620 that you heard James here on the expert panel, it is free of charge. I love that. What a great deal.
And some more incentives for our customers. We are actually participating in our own little Black Friday specials this year. So we have, our first 25 customers, that's right, we have a limited time and limited stock on special gifts that you get with your Bernina purchase. So there'll be more incentives on to buy from us, buy local, because we will actually make a gift purchase for with your machine. In most cases, it'll cost you little to nothing to get in on this gift, but we will customize a special gift package so that you're not leaving with just a sewing machine, you're leaving with sewing tools as well.
Oh, very cool. Okay, and that was for a specific Bernita, is that right?
Well, that can be for most Berninas, but especially the higher. So this is for the husbands that really want to win their wife's heart. The higher you go, the bigger and better the gifts. You can save thousands with these gifts if you go really high.
Oh, wow. How exciting. Okay. And so the idea is that if you've been looking at a sewing machine, it's maybe you're ready to take the plunge or to replace or whatever the case may be, come check out Daryl, see about their inventory. James, remind us, because you specialize, you are authorized dealership for a few different brands.
That's right. I sell machines from the Bernina, Baby Lock, and Juki line of sewing machines. And we just got in some of my personal favorite machines, the Juki TL2010 and the TL18. These machines are perfect for quilters such as myself because all they do is straight stitch and free motion work, but they are so smooth because they're actually semi-industrial level from Juki. So they not only do they have the power to go through your projects, but they're also nice and neat and run smoothly.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. That sounds so fancy. It was a 2010 and a...
And a TL-18. You can't find that online. That's only sold through the brick-and-mortar stores. And those machines can run you $1,000 to a little over $1,000. So for a semi-industrial quilting machine, for just a little over $1,000, that is a steal of a deal, if you ask me.
And if you're coming in, it was the first 25 customers, that's right, get the special...
The first 25 Bernina purchases this season will get a special gift with their purchase. It's not like a one-size-fits-all gift. We'll try to work with you to come up with the best, you know, gift combination that we can give you for your sewing machine.
Oh, that's exciting. So it's a customized gift in that way, that you are getting what you want, or your favorite person that you are purchasing and gifting to,
yep,
what they most need for their projects.
And also, here's some other stuff we have going on right now. We have up to 25% off select Arrow cabinets, quilt magic kits. These are simple little quick projects that come with fabric. So if you want something to do with you and the grandchildren or the niece and nephew, you have stuff for that. We have, oh, good deals on Anita Good Design CDs, Christmas CDs, oh, and 20% off patterns and fabrics. If you get at least a yard, you have to get at least a yard of that to get the 20%. And for those of us who own the AccuQuilt Go system, which if you're a quilter and you don't own this, you are missing out on so much time saving, on so much time saving effort. We have 50% off dies. You know, it's buy one and you can get your other one at 50% off. You could save $150 on the Ready Set Go and the Go Big. So we have so many Black Friday and Christmas deals going on. Unfortunately, I just don't have the time to be able to expel on all of them right now.
Well, it sounds like definitely the time to get in touch or stop by. So y'all are fully open, is that right? People can come by?
That's right. We are open for everyone to shop. You can come Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. The only thing we do ask is that you do please wear a mask. That's the only thing we ask that you do.
I imagine there's probably been quite a few people who have been whipping up their own masks. Have you seen some really good ones, some creative ones?
Not even coronavirus in a pandemic can stop the creativity that you can have with sewing. People have made so many cool masks. Like, I actually got my mask that I'm holding right here in my hand from the local Buddhist temple.
Oh,
as
cool.
Well.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's reversible. It has a nice dark and light flower pattern, and on the back is a white with white background with all these stars. So if I'm feeling a little bit more patriotic, I can flip it around. But I love the flower because I like flowers.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really awesome pattern. And so have you been seeing people, like you're saying, this fabric, there's a deal on the fabrics if you're getting more than a yard. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, masks are still in fashion. This would be a great gift.
We are getting fabrics all the time. So, and if you're just looking for solid colors, we have that too. We have design collections of fabrics, and then we have your traditional seasonal fabric. We have plenty of Christmas fabrics that have, like, Santas and reindeer. And we also have, you know, corduroy for our customers that love that the feel of that fabric for the Christmas time. We have plenty of corduroys in stock as well.
Oh, I love that. Well, this is so timely. Great information. Black Friday deals going on. Are those happening now? Are you waiting until Friday? What's that look like?
I believe that looks like we're going to be starting. Some of the deals start now, but some of them start Black Friday.